What if kittens played the glockenspiel? What if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I'm so super psyched to be joined by a special guest, Sarah Zwinklis.
Yay! Hello! Thanks for having me.
Thanks! Sarah Zwinklis works for All Classical Portland, and she helped start up and is now the main host of ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
And we're going to talk even more about ICANN after the story. But first, let's get started with a question from...
Andrea?
Hi, my name's Amelia, and I like unicorns and hamsters. What if a witch turned a hamster into a unicorn? Thank you, I love your What If shows.
Ooh.
What if? Oh, no. Or oh yes?
Or oh yes, yeah. We don't know how this hamster feels about being a unicorn yet.
Right.
And let's add on one more question from a patron named Violet.
Hi, Mr. Eric. My name is Violet, and I really like you. And my what if question is, what if Randall Radbot turned off?
Who doesn't like Mr. Eric?
Oh, thank you. And I must say that her brother John also did ask a question, and thank you both for your lovely questions. So we're going to find out today what if Randall Radbot got turned off, and what if a witch turned a hamster into a unicorn.
Dun, dun, dun!
Scooter was a very lucky young hamster. He was raised by a kind witch named Sarandria. Her entire magic shop was his home, and he had his very own room upstairs, a wall-to-wall hamster playpen. Sarandria took him everywhere she went, except on the days the school bus picked him up. And sadly, today was one of those days.
Scooter! Scooter! Come on!
What's happening?
It's time for school!
Oh, school again. Okay, where's my lunch?
Here we are. I've got you some delicious veggie pellets, and for dessert, a brownie pellet.
Oh, hamster pellets again. And only one brownie pellet. It's not fair. You get to stay here at the magic shop and eat as many brownies as you want, Sarandria.
Oh, Scooter. I'm not going to do that. Not without you.
Hey, school bus is here. Hello. Beep, boop, beep, beep, beep.
Oh, Randall Radbot's already here to pick me up.
Come on, Scooter. Let's go on the bus, and when you get home, we can hang out and do a bunch of other things. Trust me, while you're away, I just stay home and get everything ready for you. You're going to learn a lot today.
Oh, wait, I have an idea. Why don't you turn me into a grown-up, and then I can stay at home and help you out?
Magic can be very dangerous, Scooter, and it can't make anyone grow up.
Oh, all right. I'll get going.
Honk, honk, honk.
And as Scooter the hamster walked out of the magic shop, he saw a little something that looked like it might be a hard candy lying on a low shelf. He picked it up very sneakily and stuffed it into his backpack. But as he walked out the door, a little tag fell to the ground. It read,
"Warning, not candy."
Sarandria, can you get this dude on the beep boop move?
Come on, Scooter, scoot, scoot.
Okay, let me just grab a little snack for the road.
And Scooter took that little piece of something that wasn't candy and popped it into his mouth.
Wow, that does taste of work.
Scoot, Are you okay? Oh, no.
He seemed to be choking.
Let's get that out of there.
Zarandria ran over to him lickety-split with her wand drawn.
Hey, what's going on over here?
Said Randall, popping out of the bus.
Oh, no. It looks like there's a unicorn candy in his mouth. Oh, goodness. I just...
I know the hamster lick. Maybe if I just... That thing's really lodged in there, though.
Oh, well, let's just try bibbidi-bobbidi-robbidi-rop.
And magic swirled all around the little hamster, getting bigger and bigger, and his legs were getting longer, and that little piece of unicandy popped out of his mouth and attached to his forehead, growing into a tall, spiked unicorn horn.
What just happened?
I think he's a uni-hamster.
Oh, wow! That means I did grow up, right? That's all I ever wanted.
Oh, Scooter, you're gonna have to be careful. Huh? Every unicorn's power is different.
Oh.
Until they know.
And out of his unicorn horn shot a giant brownie, plopping on the ground in front of them.
Oh, I think I have brownie powers.
All right, Scooter, but you have to be careful. I don't think that it's safe for you to really use your powers. Why don't you stay home with me today?
Oh, whoa. You just made, like, a brownie out of thin air. Do you think you could make, like, a bro brownie? For robots?
Wow, I'm not supposed to try anything like...
And just at that moment, Scooter sneezed out a bro brownie. Like a robot brownie with little gears and wires shooting out of it.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm gonna try this.
Oh no, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Beep, beep, brah.
Oh, no. Randall.
Oh, I think he turned off. Oh, Sir Andrea, what are we gonna do?
Oh.
You're a witch. You know magic. Can't you fix him?
Unicorn magic is so strong. I think we have to go somewhere who can handle this. The only person I can think of is Lady Violet.
Wow.
She's... a little spooky, but she knows everything about unicorn spells.
This is all my fault. I gotta do something to help.
Oh, Scooter, this isn't all your fault. I shouldn't have put things out for you. And, you know, why don't you come along so we can see this on through?
Yeah, you know, you probably could label your super dangerous candy a little bit better, too.
Yes, and probably shouldn't have put them near the floor where you walk and scamper.
That is my favorite scampering place.
I know.
Oh, that spooky transitional music seems to have teleported us into the woods. Oh.
It's okay, Scooter.
They scanned through this forest looking for Lady Violet, but so far all they found were sneaky, spooky, scary things like spiders and pumpkins. Ooh. And oh, what's that, Sir Andrea?
I think that's just a beautiful bird, a beautiful blackbird.
A beautiful, spooky, crowing raven bird. Why is everything so scary all the time?
It's just all happening all at once, and I think it's going to be okay. And really, we're going to learn a lot from this adventure.
There was a rumbling through the woods as a giant purple berry started knocking trees over as it rolled straight towards Sarandria.
Oh, no.
Oh, Sarandria, are you okay?
I think I'm okay.
And then the purple berry seemed to bounce once more and knocked her out cold.
Sarandria, wake up.
But just then, out of that big purple berry climbed a little pony unicorn. Except this unicorn was violet colored.
Who are you?
Oh, hi. I'm Lady Violet. Oh, is this a brownie? Oh, wow, this is delightful. Oh, fudge, and what was that? A walnut?
Yeah, I think it was a walnut brownie. I don't have a handle on my unicorn powers just yet, Lady Violet. That's actually why I'm here. Do you think that you could roll your big purple berry off of my mother figure there? And I also have a friend that needs help. I infected him with a robo brownie.
Oh, well, I suppose I could move. And I also might fix your friend.
Oh.
If you do something for me.
Anything. These are two of the most important people in the world to me.
Okay. If I do this thing for you, then you have to stay here and be my friend for the rest of time.
How long would that be, exactly?
Oh, I don't know, until we both are very old, like past winter, maybe into spring. We could do a little summer thing.
And all that time, I'd never be able to see Sarandria or Randall Radbot?
Well, I don't know. They might visit, but probably not, honestly. I'm just going to tell you that it's just going to be you and I forever. I have my own rules, and we're going to be able to do whatever we want, and there's no grown-ups here, so we can do literally anything.
I learned that doing whatever you want sometimes isn't very nice to others. And if I have to choose between doing whatever I want and having my family around, I think I'd rather be around my family. Well, so I guess I'll just figure it out on my own.
What?
Well, you're offering me a really tough choice here. Maybe I can fix him on my own, and maybe I can get my mom better by myself.
Are you serious?
I'm gonna have to go.
I'm very mad!
And Violet started firing little purple berries out of her horn. But these purple berries stung.
Ow! Oh! Pew. Ow!
Pew,
hey!
Pew.
Hey! No! Ow. Stop it! Ow! Oh, well, I know how to defend against purple berries. Ha-choo. Ha-choo.
And he started sneezing out giant brownies.
Ha-choo. Ha-choo.
There were brownies and purple berries firing all over the woods.
Pew! Pew! Pew!
And owls flew out of the way. And pumpkins rolled themselves to the next meadow. And little squirrels seemed to hide within trees.
Oh, get me out of here. What's going on up there?
And before long, there were so many brownies filling up this forest and glued together with sticky purple berry juice that Lady Violet could barely move.
Oh, no.
Listen, I wasn't trying to hurt you. I just had to keep my family safe. So I'm gonna go, but unless maybe you'd consider helping me just this once?
I guess so. Let me give you something for your friend. These are magic berries.
And Violet shot out one little bright purple berry and one bleeping robo berry.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Violet, that's really, really nice of you. I mean, I wish we didn't have to have that epic battle in order for you to see reason, but let me give this to Sarandria. Okay, and Randall Radbot. I carried him here on my back. I should have probably mentioned that earlier. In case anyone wasn't picturing that, there's been a robot on my back this whole time. You saw it, right, Violet?
Oh, yeah, it was really impressive this whole time. Just a big robot on your back.
Especially throughout this epic battle, how he didn't fall off or
right.
Anything. Okay.
But the brownies, it was crazy. The berries bounced off of him, but yet he still was there the whole time.
Mm-hmm, he's a little more purple than before, but, okay.
Brownie, bro, brownie bot. Hey, whoa, where am I?
You're back. Oh, we gotta make sure Sarandria is okay. Sarandria, are you okay?
Oh, what happened? Whoa, all these brownies and purple goop.
Well, there was a little altercation, let's say. We had just a little bit of trouble with Lady Violet, but everything's okay now, so we can just go home.
Yes, let's go home and let's have a great time together.
Beep, beep, bossum. Let's go. All right, see ya, Lady Violet. Thanks for, like, whatever.
Okay.
Huh?
Bye.
Lady Violet, you know, I was thinking maybe you've been out here doing grown-up stuff by yourself for a little too long. You're just a little unicorn, and you might have some more fun just hanging out with me and Sarandria and Randall Radbot.
Hey, I have an idea. Lady Violet, why don't you come home with us and have some dinner? I could make some glazed carrots. Is that enough for two unicorns? Violet?
Oh, well, do I have to wash up before dinner?
I mean, you probably should. You're absolutely covered in brownies and purple juice.
Well, this grown-up stuff sounds terrible. And also this kid stuff sounds terrible, too.
And still sticky from purple juice and a brownie battle, the four of them walked home. The end.
All right!
All right!
Oh, man, I do this to myself all the time. Like, anytime I tell a food story, I'm just really hungry afterwards.
Oh, yeah. I've been staring at this. So we have, like, volunteers who work the front desk. And if they're really smart, they'll bring in goodies for us. And so I've been just staring at this, like, chocolate thing that she made.
Yes, have the chocolate thing. Whatever it is, I hope it's good.
Yeah. It is actually really good. I'm surprised.
I'll be on the search for chocolate in the house afterwards.
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you so much for helping me tell this story. Thanks to Violet and Andrea for their great questions. Sarah, I really do want to hear a lot more about ICANN.
Yes, ICANN, which is the International Children's Arts Network, is out of Portland, Oregon, funded by All Classical Portland. And what we do is we have music from all around the world, stories like What If World, and other great programs like Story Nori and From the Top.
Is there anyone in the What If Verse or in Oregon or elsewhere you'd like to give a shout out to?
Oh, yeah. I would actually love to say hello to Nunu and say hello. She is a huge fan of What If World and ICANN, so I have to give her a little shout out. And to my friend Caitlin, who listens with Nunu all the time.
Oh, well, hi, Nunu. Thanks for listening. And, of course, Caitlin, thanks for listening, too. I know you're busy trying to get this network up to 24 hours a day, so I'll let you get back to work.
Thanks so much. I'll see you guys later.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.